whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm very pleased this morning to welcome into our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, a representative of University Orthopedics, Dr. Wu Jim Lee. Welcome to the program, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us, and we can find out everything we want to know about University Orthopedics. And before we do that, we want to find out about one of the newest members of the staff, and that's you.
Yep.
Okay. So how long has it been doctor in front of the Wu Jim Lee?
Yeah, so I've been a physician for about 5 years now, and I'm, as you mentioned, the newest addition to University Orthopedics, so I'm very thankful to be coming back to Rhode Island, because I'm a native Rhode Islander, to provide care for the patients down here.
Excellent. A native Rhode Islander from what part of the state?
So I grew up in North Providence, and then I went to high school at Bishop Hendricken at Warwick. So okay. North Providence and then Warwick West, Warwick region.
All right. All right. Bishop Hendricken, I went to school in Warwick too when I was growing up, probably a few years before you.
Yeah, a couple years.
But I went to Pilgrim High School, so far apart.
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up in North Providence, Rhode Island, and after Bishop Hendricken, because you have that title doctor, I presume you went on to school.
Yeah, just a couple years of schooling, should I say. I went to both undergraduate and medical school at George Washington University in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I slowly made my way up back to Rhode Island. I did my residency training in anesthesiology at Columbia University. That's in New York City. And then I did my fellowship training in pain medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.
Okay. So a lot of people would think native Rhode Islander must have gone to Brown. No.
Right. No. Now I'm affiliated with Brown. I was fortunate to have now given a faculty position at the medical school of Brown University.
Okay. Well, there you go. So there's another tie-in. I live right up on the east side on College Hill. Right near Brown. So we're probably neighbors.
most likely, yep.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about University Orthopedics. This is a group of doctors and specializing in what?
Yeah, so they're a group of specialist physicians who specialize in orthopedics. So that would include sport medicine, bone, joint, and musculoskeletal issues of medicine. And all of us are faculties at Department of Orthopedics at Brown University Medical School. So we see, you know, variety of population, including athletics, kids who are, you know, getting injured from gymnastics, for example, all the way to elderly population who's suffering from joint pain, arthritic pain. So that's our specialty.
So almost one extreme to the other. Very young, usually athletic, and then a space, and then the older population.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And University Orthopedics is located where?
So we are primarily located at East Providence, but we have various other locations at East Greenwich, Westerly, and Mansfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, yep. So four other locations.
Four, and then there's also other various locations. Johnston, I'm probably missing a couple locations.
Okay.
All these locations are actually available on our website if you want to see if you're living close by to University Orthopedics office and would like to be seen by us. Our website is www.universityorthopedics.com.
Pretty hard to remember. UniversityOrthopedics.com.
Yep. Or you can just go on Google, type University Orthopedics. We should be the first one that pops up.
It'll come out. Mm-hmm. And make it sound like there's probably one near anyone that's living in Rhode Island.
Yep.
Do you cross the border into Massachusetts and Connecticut at all? Or?
So we do cross the border to southern Massachusetts. So if you're a Massachusetts resident that lives on the close border of Rhode Island, we should definitely be able to accommodate you.
Okay.
In terms of the Connecticut, as close to Connecticut we can get to is Westerly.
Westerly, right.
And I personally work at Westerly, so I do see a lot of patients who live on that Connecticut-Rhode Island border.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you deal with such a wide variety of age groups. I think that must be, you never know what's going to happen from you could have someone that's 10 years old or someone that's 90 years old
exactly.
as the next patient.
Right. So all of our specialists specialize in pediatric populations. So for me personally, I'm an interventional pain specialist and I specialize in spine pain. So for me, I see more on the elderly side of population because that's when, you know, the age related degeneration starts to set in. They start having pain from arthritis, the disc, a nerve, etc. So for me personally, I don't see much of pediatric population because that's just not a common occurrence.
Right.
But we certainly have specialists that can accommodate the pediatric population.
Okay. So it's interesting when you have the do the type of thing, the type of work that you do that a lot of people know nothing about. You know, if if you were if you're the local Dunkin' Donuts operator, a lot of people know about coffee. And a lot, if you were the pizza guy, a lot of people know about pizza. But when you get into medicine, you get into the specialty areas, people normally have lots of questions. Now, do people call you or contact the group when they just have pain in general, or is there, specific things, or are they referred to by their general practitioner?
Very good question. So there's really two primary ways that patients usually get in touch with us. So, and you mentioned both. So first is they do have, some of the complaints would be pain, especially when it's related to sports, or pain after the injury, whether they fell or they were playing some sort of sports and they feel like they injured something. Or sometimes they feel weakness in their arms, their fingers, or legs. And that could be coming from the joints or the ligament injury, but it could also be coming from the spine. So when they know that there's something wrong with their bone, joint, nerve, or just simply pain, they reach out to us, and that's very appropriate for you to be reaching out to us because we are the specialists in that field. Alternatively, as you mentioned, medicine is very complex, so sometimes you don't really know which specialist you should be seeing. So some of the patients who already have a primary care doctor reach out to their doctor to ask, which specialist should I be seeing? And you know, more often than not, they appropriately send the referrals to us, and then we can see you that way as well.
So I would think that happens a lot. People know their general practitioner, and they go to them, and they say, well, this is a little bit beyond my scope, so get in touch.
Exactly. And, you know, some of the specialists do require a referral from primary care doctors, but there's a lot of other specialists, including me, that doesn't require direct referral. And if you want to see us just by making a phone call, you can do so, and we have a full phone call center that's very responsive and active.
Okay. Now, if someone comes to you with, as you mentioned, spine problem or back problem, are they treated right there at the site normally? Or?
Yeah, very good question. So for me, there's no wait list currently. So if you are a patient that wants to establish a visit with me, you should be able to get in right away. The first thing and the most important thing I like to do is why you're having pain. And if so, where are you having the pain from? So that will require me just taking some history, physical exam, and doing some imaging if necessary. And once I figure out where the pain is coming from, then I can certainly schedule for follow-up where I can do injections, medications, or you know, physical therapy. So I try to provide the most targeted yet comprehensive treatment option that would be best for each patient.
Well, I see. Are there certain kind of medications you do not prescribe?
Yeah, a very good question. So, you know, one of the medications that I don't really believe in is the opioid medication for chronic pain setting. Now, it is a good medication to treat pain pretty immediately, and for that reason, it's good for acute pain. However, in a world of chronic pain where we're sort of expected to live with this type of pain, we're just trying to manage it, then opioid medication can be very harmful long term because you can develop dependence to it, tolerance to it. The medications you're taking is all of a sudden not working anymore. You have to take a higher dose. And that in itself could be bad because, God forbid, if you ever get into an injury or if you suddenly have this pain flare and you have to go to the emergency room, those doctors at the hospital is trying to give you more medications that's not working for you. So I like to, the opioid medication, the chronic pain population is really doing themselves a disservice by having been on that medication long term because it loses the efficacy. So that's the one medication that I don't really believe in that chronic pain world.
Yeah, I would think that most people don't understand how that happens, but basically it's something that starts and works a little bit, and then you got to take a little bit more to make it work a little bit more and a little bit more. Is that in layman's terms?
Exactly, yep. Yep. So it's not something that you should be taking long term by any means.
And then it eventually just isn't going to do you any good at all.
Do you any good, and you're living with the side effects.
Right.
And it's something that is very hard to be coming off from. And you, because of the side effects, you become more bedridden. You feel more exhausted, fatigued, that mental fogness from the medication side effect. And that really honestly decreases the quality of life overall, long term. So,
and that's something that's in the news every day.
Right.
You know, overdoses of opioid medications, right. And that's something that's as a result of you know, just being on for long term, right?
Right, exactly. And I feel like in the 1990s, there was a trend of undertreating the pain at that time, and you know, the CDC, the Center of Disease Control, included, and a lot of pharmaceutical companies made a treatment of pain. They were an advocate of treating pain, and one of the methods that they went about treating it is to promote opioid medication. And at that time, we didn't have enough data to see whether it would be effective or harmful long term. And now we have tons of studies that basically show that it's not something that we should be doing long term.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's something you want to stay away from. Certainly, right. Something that at University Orthopedics, you can get more information about, mm-hmm. right, should
right.
they choose to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just one more thing before we take a quick break here. Somebody, you mentioned that patients can see you now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that isn't necessarily always the case? How long does it take for a patient to get in? Is it real immediate?
Yeah, so right now, for me, my schedule's wide open. So if you, for example, if you call early in the morning today, you can probably book an appointment for me the same day afternoon.
Really?
Yep, that open. Okay. But if you call, let's say, later in the afternoon, then maybe I can accommodate you in the next couple of days. So
okay.
It's pretty immediate, which is, I feel like it's a good thing in today's, you know, climate of healthcare.
Right.
And with the wait time.
Yeah, lots of people have to wait and wait and wait. I know that my wife is going through a foot problem where she's having surgery on her foot, and
right.
she's been, you know, waiting for months to
right.
get this resolved because
right.
of just the backup and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great news that University Orthopedics can do that for you. We're talking to Dr. Woo Jim Lee, and it's interesting to me that you grew up here in the state and you're back here in the state. So that's good news for us,
mm-hmm.
and we're glad to have you here. We'll take a short break and be back with more about University Orthopedics. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Dr. Woo Jim Lee of University Orthopedics, and the doctor is based out of Westerly right now, and we have a lot of listeners in the Westerly area, and the good news is that he's available to see new patients, which sometimes isn't mm-hmm. the case, but I know sometimes you have to wait quite a while, but you're available pretty much when people need you, and specifically, you're talking about pain, spine and back pain.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing? I'm asking general question.
Very good question. You know, the spine pain, which includes anywhere from the neck to lower back pain, is a very common phenomenon. I think we have family members, friends around us that suffer from whether it's acute or chronic neck and or back pain. Now, it's interesting you bring up that question because while a lot of people suffer from that pain, there's many different reasons, and not all back pain is the same. Not all neck pain is the same. So the type of pain that I treat is overarchingly all the spine pain, but it's really up to me to decipher whether that is coming from the muscles, from the joints, from the bone, from the disc, from the spinal cord, from the nerves. Okay. And just because one of your friends, let's just say, or one of my friends is suffering from back pain doesn't mean that my back pain is similar to them, nor should my treatment be the same. So for me, the type of patients I see, again, is that spine pain, the overarching general spine pain. And if you have that neck pain or back pain, you don't know what's going on, you're more than welcome to see me. I'll be happy to figure that out for you. But on top of that, because I'm a pain specialist, I do see patients with other types of pain, and that includes joint pain, like hips, knees, shoulders. If you have abdominal pain or you have some nerve pain in areas that you don't really expect to ever have pain, you have questions about this pain syndrome that no one really seems to, can figure out what's going on, I'm a pain specialist, and that's my job. So I'm more than happy to see those type of patients as well. But my subspecialty, as you mentioned, is spine.
Excellent. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned what's good for one person may not be the same for the other person. Mm-hmm. And I've experienced that too. I used to listen to friends of mine say, "Oh, I've got a bad back. Oh, I can't move." And I, quite frankly, for many years was very unsympathetic because I had never had that.
Right.
And probably about 10 years ago, I had an opportunity to try to get out of bed, and all of a sudden I couldn't get out of bed because my back was just, something had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing that you'll find out about me is I'm not frequenting a lot of doctors. So I lived through it, and a couple days later it went away after some great pain.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a danger in doing that?
So,
in other words, just waiting for it to go away.
Yes and no is the correct answer to that. So I'm glad that your pain went away pretty quickly, and that's actually rather common. There's some subtle degeneration that happens to our back, our spine. Happens to all of us, it's age-related. And usually there's people remain, you know, asymptomatic or does not experience any symptoms from it, but it's that occasional sudden movement, getting out of bed or certain activity that can trigger the pain. Some pains go away on its own, and for that reason, it's okay to wait out for a couple of days. Now, if your pain is excruciating and is unbearable, I don't want you to keep holding out in hopes that the pain might go away, because there is a chance they might not go away. There is a chance they might even get worse. So if you are kind of getting to that point, being in contact with your primary care physicians, or God forbid, even having a visit to the urgent care or emergency room would be ideal. Now, there are certain symptoms that you should definitely look out for, and if you develop these symptoms, I do recommend that you see a doctor right away. So some of these symptoms would be weakness or numbness in your legs or in your arms that's become profound. It's something where it's to the point where you can't even lift something that you were able to lift up like 6 hours ago, 12 hours ago, or you were able to get out of bed and walk around yesterday, but today now you can't even lift up your leg. Concurrently, also, if you feel numbness in your private area, your groin area, your rectal area. If you also have difficulty going to the bathroom, you can't seem to empty out your bladder, or you can't seem to have a bowel movement. And especially if all of these things are happening together, then that could be an emergency as well. So if you, and it will be very obvious, these symptoms are usually not subtle. You know that something's going on that's wrong. And if you're developing all these symptoms, especially all together, I recommend that you see an emergency doctor.
So that's not something that they call up and wait and try to get an appointment. You should get right to an emergency room.
Right, right.
All right. And so is it common for people to have, using my example, where I you know, got better in a few hours where I was able to move around and then kind of hobbled around for a day or so, and then it went away.
Mm-hmm. And that's very common. And usually for those sort of brief episodes of pain, usually patients don't really seek medical care because they know that it doesn't last that long. Now, if that episode is becoming more frequent or is becoming longer and longer in duration, then I think you'll still serve you best to see a physician to make sure you know the reason why, or all of us at least figure out the reason why this is happening, and if we can either put a stop to it or manage it.
Well, that's the big $64,000 question, as they used to say. Well, like in my case, why would something like that happen just in the middle of the night, it seemed like, just getting out of bed?
Right, and it's a very good question. And, you know, even us as physicians, we're not 100% sure why it would occur at a certain specific time and a certain specific position. But from my experience, what I've seen was the degeneration happens, again, with all of us, and happens without any symptoms. So there's a chance that you already have a bad back or bad disc, bad spine in general, and you just haven't been having symptoms, and therefore you weren't really aware of it. Now, all it took was that sharp sort of twist in your spine or sharp pressure on your nerve to cause a signal to your brain to let you know that, hey, I'm in pain, something's wrong with my back. And then that's when you realize for the first time that, oh my God, there's something going on with my back. Maybe there's something wrong with my back. But more often than not, is you have had back pain for a long period of time due to, you know, age-related arthritis and disc issues. You just never really had symptoms to let you know of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what about muscle problems? Mm-hmm. What about, you know, what people call cramps and so
forth?
Very
good question. Right. How does
that fit into all of this?
So if you are a young athlete and you have muscle cramps, I mean, the chances are it's because you're overutilizing that muscle, and then maybe a couple days of rest or taking it lightly will help the most. If you're talking about it in terms of elderly population, there really shouldn't be any reason why you have sudden muscle cramps unless you're trying new exercises or new working out routine. If it's just happening out of nowhere, there has to be a reason. And the most common reason is that it could be coming from the spine, especially if you're having leg pains. Or if you're having arm pains, then it could be coming from your neck. Okay, and some of these cramps occur because they're trying to compensate for the arthritis that's happening in your spine. Other times, it could be a secondary symptom to your spinal cord being sort of squeezed a little bit by all that degeneration that's happening in your spine. So again, muscle cramps on its own shouldn't really be happening unless there's changes in your activity level. And again, it's for us, the specialist, to find out why you're having that and see if we can treat it.
So the typical person that says, "Ooh, I've got a Charlie horse," meaning a cramp in their leg or something,
right?
That just happened is normally due to stretching in an unusual way or configuring their trying to do something they're not used to doing.
Right. So exactly. So if it's something that you can attribute to, meaning I went on a golf today and then I got a Charlie horse afterwards, then the chances are maybe you were utilizing the muscles that you weren't really utilizing as much, or maybe you were overdoing it that day. But if you're just living that normal daily life and you've been having these muscle cramps in areas that you never really experienced before, and it keeps happening or it's not going away, then the chances are those don't happen without reason, and chances are it's coming from the spine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, most people have, as we've talked about, most people have occasional Charlie horse or something like that, or they'll have a temporary back pain that goes away, or frequently a lot of my friends complain about neck pain. Mm-hmm. And you see all times, I know I do it myself, where I kind of loosen my head up and twist my neck trying to get it loose. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's fixable?
So with spine, unfortunately, it's not like our knees or hips or our shoulders where we can get it replaced. There's no surgery or technology where we can replace the spine. However, there are treatment options, including medications and injections, that we can help with the pain so that your quality of life and your function is better. And I also like to incorporate physical therapy, and this is very important because physical therapy, trying to help you strengthen that muscles, your core muscles especially, to help you get into that correct posture, and teaching you exercises and techniques where you should avoid doing to put stresses on your spine. Those are the things that's going to promote your spine health long term so that the pain doesn't come back. But the degeneration that has happened in your spine has already happened. There's no way to go back in time to get you a new spine. All these treatment options and all these therapies are to make sure that degeneration doesn't happen any further, or we slow it down as much as we can. And in the meantime, treat your pain so that your quality of life isn't impacted.
I think that's an important piece that you just mentioned, the quality of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can, you know, if I have a pain in my neck, for example, I can function. Right. I can do what I need to do, mm-hmm. but maybe I'm not as comfortable as I should be or could be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth checking out, right?
Exactly.
All right. We've been talking with Dr. Wu Jim Lee from University Orthopedics. It seems like this is the kind of show that could go on for hours and hours and hours.
Right.
Because I'm sure everyone has a question about, well, what about my toe? What about, what about my ankle? Mm-hmm. What about my elbow? All of these things eventually can be coming into play, as they say. Mm-hmm. But we're running out of time, so I just want to just touch base one more time that University Orthopedics has several locations in the greater Rhode Island area. And if you go to universityorthopedics.com, you can find where those locations are. Are you open normal business hours type of thing?
Normal business hours, 8 to 4 Monday to Friday.
8 to 4 Monday through Friday. And if there's a problem on the weekend, they can call and get another number to call?
Our call center is available from Monday to Saturday. I believe it's 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you can give us a call on Sunday and leave us a voicemail. And one of our staff members should be able to reach out within 24 hours.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank so much for coming in today. It was a pleasure meeting you. Mm-hmm. And a Rhode Islander that left to go to school and came back is great news. Mm-hmm. And we're very happy to have you here. Mm-hmm. I hope all of you listeners will check it out. And for those of you down in the Westerly area, make sure you stop in and see Dr. Wu Jim Lee. If people stop in to see you, do you give them candy or anything?
Very good idea. I don't have candies in my office yet, but I will do that from now on.
All right, man, that's a good way to do it. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in today. A pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and we'll see the rest of you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.